50 years ago, New York City musician Johnny Pacheco and his lawyer friend Jerry Masucci started a small Latin music record label and delivered their first albums to record stores across the city from the trunk of the musician's car. From these humble beginnings, Fania Records eventually became a global brand, spreading the magic of salsa from the dance clubs of New York to the rest of the world. Felix Contreras from NPR Music's Alt Latino is here to mark that anniversary. Hey, Felix.
Good morning, good morning.
So what made this label so important? I mean, was it comparable to other game-changing labels like Motown and Stax and R&B or Blue Note and Jazz?
Very much so. Let's get an idea of what popular Latin dance music sounded like before Fania.
Lawrence Welk-ish, yes. In a Latin kind of way.
That particular track is the king of Latin music, Tito Puentes, from his Dance Mania album, 1958. The horn arrangements, I think, are what are triggering that Lawrence Welk sound, because those arrangements were influenced by big band jazz and the music of that time.
So what did Fania do to change that?
Okay, let's go back to another part of the first track we heard. It's a song called Aguanile by trombonist and composer Willie Colon from the 1972 album El Juicio. That's a wawanko. Dum 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 dum. Dum 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 dum.
Yeah.
That's a traditional Afro-Cuban folk rhythm not used much in popular dance music before Fania. The label's writers and arrangers, they used more traditional beats like wawanko, bomba from Puerto Rico, merengue from Dominican Republic, and they mixed all that in with the mambo and cha-cha-cha and boleros, the sounds of their parents' generation.
Hmm. What about vocalists, Felix?
Oh, man. Okay, Rachel, check this out.
La rumba. Me está llamando. Bongo, dile que ya voy.
That's Celia Cruz from the 1974 album Celia and Johnny with Johnny Pacheco. Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, she was one of the many stellar vocalists from Cuba, from Puerto Rico, from the Dominican Republic, Panama, New York City. We heard Hector Lavoe at the top. The actor Ruben Blades was also on Fania. So many singers that they formed an all-star group that recorded and toured under the name the Fania All-Stars.
All-Stars. Do you have a favorite vocalist?
Rachel, de corazón, it's Celia Cruz.
Of course. I mean, come on. Finally, there was a social impact of Fania Records, right?
Well, the early 1970s was a political coming of age of Latinos across the country. Now, Fania was the soundtrack for the empowerment for many of these communities because it was brash, it was vibrant, it was new, it embraced the Afro-identity of Latin America, and it made me, a young Chicano teenager in California, just discovering music, I wanted to be part of this exciting new sound and movement.
Felix Contreras is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino. It's a show about Latino arts and culture. You can find that at npr.org/music. Felix, thanks so much for the history lesson and all the great music.
Of course, anytime.